This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Torah Shows is proud to present the Living Mishnah. My name is Maimon Elbaz, and today Mishnah 718 is dedicated by Shamshi Bergman. May Hashem bless his mishpacha. The Mishnah today is in Masechet Gittin, Perek Tet Mishnah Chet, and it speaks about the laws regarding the witnesses signing on a get, a Jewish divorce, and what if a get was written in Greek, if it was written or signed in a different language. Torah Shows will use cartoons and pictures, and we thank our ongoing sponsors, Stanley Shamosh and Chaim Lax, for helping us get this series off the ground. Get is the word that describes a Jewish divorce, which is basically a document like that, signed by two witnesses, that so-and-so is separating from his wife. There are certain times where a person has to divorce his wife, and we hope that most people should have a happy marriage and they shouldn't come to this. But says the Mishnah, Get sheketavo ivrit ve'edav yevanit. What if the get was written in Hebrew, but it was signed by witnesses in Greek? Yevanit ve'edav ivrit. Or, says the Mishnah, what if it was written in Yevanit? This is the language of the Greek. And it was signed by witnesses in Hebrew. Or eid echad ivri ve'eid echad yevani. What if one of the people who signed the get signed in Hebrew and one signed in Greek? Katav sofer ve'eid kasher. Or what if the document of divorce, of Jewish divorce, was signed by the scribe and a witness? So we don't say that, oh, he didn't tell the scribe to be a witness. No, we assume if the scribe signed it, he's probably a Tamin Chacham, and he definitely was told to be a witness. And Kasher, it's a good divorce. She is allowed to remarry someone else. A Jewish woman is not allowed to remarry someone else until she would get a legal divorce, a legal get. Ish Ploni Eid Kasher. What if he writes on the signature, he signs his name, and he just signs his name, for instance, he writes, Maimon Elbaz witness, aid. So kasher, it's okay. Let's say he says, Ben Ish Ploni aid. Let's say he says, the son of Avram aid is a witness. Kasher, it's okay. It's a good get. Ish Ploni Ben Ish Ploni, velo katav aid. Or he writes, Maimon Ben Avram, which is my father's name, and he doesn't write aid. He doesn't write witness next to his name. Usually it says aid. Kasher, it's okay. V'chacha yunikei adach v'yishlayim osin. And people in Yerushalayim who were known for being very pure-minded, they didn't waste their words, and they would actually just write Maimon ben Avram. They didn't even write the word aid. Katav chanichato v'chanichata kasher. What if it just said the last name? It says that Goldman was giving a get to Kirstein. So in such a case, says the Mishnah, it would be okay. Or if let's say she had a nickname, or he had a nickname. His nickname was Ruby, and her nickname was, for instance, we'll make up a name, Cookie. Some women have a name Cookie. And it says that Cookie was getting a divorce from Ruby, and says the Mishnah, believe it or not, would be kasher. Because Lamaisa, we could figure out that if she's holding it, that it was presumably hers, and then she is free. Now the Mishnah is going to end up talking about a get mu'useh. What's a get mu'useh? That is a very sad thing. Sometimes a man is such a bad midos person, he has such poor character, that he won't give his wife a divorce on purpose just because he wants to make her suffer. He hates her so much, he doesn't want to give her a get. And she's like, come on, man, let me just get out of this marriage and marry someone else normal. And he, on purpose, he wants to make her an aguna. Aguna means she's chained, she can't escape because she can't marry anyone until he gives her the get. He's a real creep, a real jerk. So the Mishnah wants to know, what if people hire some hitmen to beat him up? And now they beat the guy up so that he should give his wife a get. As a matter of fact, this man, his name is Rabbi Epstein, he would do that. He would be hired to literally beat people up if they were bad people that weren't giving their wife a get, and to get them to give the get. And he had to get arrested too. Now, it's unfortunate, but he was a hero. Let's say the police get involved and they beat someone up. And let's say here's a rabbi also that was known to tell people, beat him up till he gives his wife a get. A lot of times Satmar Hasidim would hire people to beat someone up. Beat him up till he says, okay, I'll give her. So says the Mishnah, in such a case of a get musa, the Rambam says it's a good kosher get. The Mishnah says it's good because really deep down a person wants to do the will of Hashem. So get musa, in a case where it was a forced divorce, be Israel, if it was done by Jews, kasher, it's kasher. Uba goyim pasul. But if the goyim beat him up, it's not a good get if they force it. But if the Jews got the goyim to work for them, if the goyim beat him up and say, hey, do what the rabbi said and give her the divorce, stop being like that. And then he says, okay. So we don't say that really he wasn't giving it from his will. We say that no, because the will of every person is do the Ratzon Hashem. This series was started in memory of my father-in-law. That's my father-in-law, Mr. Salem, Lav Hashem. And I hope that he should pray for us that we should have a Torah show theater. I want to make in Sinai Academy, there's an empty synagogue on the second, third floor. I want to turn that into a Torah show movie house where we only show Torah shows and Torah videos, and we invite people from other schools, and we shtag in Avodat Hashem. Our class should also be a zchut for Yitzhak Elimelech Ben Shlomo, who is very supportive of Sinai Academy. He should be Melech Yosher for us and the Goldbrenner family. Thank you for watching.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.